You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.
So, to kick off today's show, I'm delighted to welcome Lydia Rumley of Light Switch Brand to the Just Women Studio. Hello, Lydia.
Hi, Anne. Thank you for having me.
It's really good to have you on the show. So, Lydia, your business is all about helping businesses elevate their profiles through brand identities and brand stories. Could you give us a little background as to what led you to sort of focus on this area in particular?
I guess storytelling has always been part of my world. I spent, before launching my own business back in 2013, I spent nearly 20 years working in PR in the video games industry, which was all about finding stories and selling those stories to the press. And fast forward to where we are today, I've turned my selling of stories into the telling of stories. So now I work with small creative and entrepreneurial businesses to help them tell their brand stories.
It's quite a hot topic, isn't it, this?
It is. It's really important to look at brand storytelling where we are today, because there are so many businesses like mine which are capable of setting up, but they need to find a way to stand out. And that's where telling your story comes in.
Yeah, I mean, but I would say it's not always been that way, has it? Or maybe you beg to differ. I mean, in all your years of PR, did you find that there was always an angle that you're looking for, a story? Or
I think there's always been an angle in a story that can make a subject interesting or make a business interesting. But I guess historically, there were fewer companies, certainly fewer small companies in different industries. And so people relied a lot on advertising to get their message out there. And I think that has changed now. I think people are managing their own message an awful lot more than they used to.
Because they have to through social media. Not everyone can afford to employ someone.
That's right.
Is that the point?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day about sort of social media, Facebook, Instagram, etc. And he was kind of saying, yeah, but you've got to have a story. You've got to have a story. And I'm thinking, well, you know, not everyone's got a story. So that's where you come in, is it?
It is. And you know what? I believe that everyone does have a story. I think what can be hard is articulating your own story, finding what works and what part of your story is relevant and interesting and can work best for your business.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, I think the first time we met, you know, you and I were talking about this, where there's a crossover into maybe this is my business and then this is my life.
Yes.
And you know, where does one end and the other begin, and how much of your personal life do you bring into your business to kind of flesh out the story, I suppose?
Yeah, and you know, I work a lot with female founders, and it's a question that comes up nearly every day in my work, because people do struggle with understanding where that boundary lies between building your personal brand as the founder of a business and building the business brand. And it's something that I'm actually working on to help a lot of people with, because there are lots of different boundaries, and I think the key is in finding what you feel comfortable with and how you feel comfortable presenting yourself online. But what I think is a real opportunity for small businesses is to learn how to present their personal brand out there as part of the business brand.
Yeah, so as I said before, a bit of a fine line between bringing in, you know, elements of the personality or the personal life that are really not relevant. But some people, you know, they seem to bring in too much, don't they? And
I think it's about what feels right to every individual. And some people can really carry off that kind of warts and all showing of themselves within that business environment and within their own personal environment. And some people like to keep a little bit of a distance between those two. But ultimately, I think people are successful if they are true to themselves. It's really hard to keep up a persona online that isn't naturally you.
Yeah.
So as long as you're portraying yourself in a way that feels comfortable, it typically tends to work quite well.
Yeah, I suppose actually you can see, can't you, the times when it doesn't look natural. People are kind of forcing the issue.
You can. And I think you see the discomfort in them directly. Yeah. And I think they feel it. And then it's likely to make their communication quite inconsistent after that.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the process then with someone, I guess, you know, there's people who are about to set up a business or people who are already in a business. you spend time with them one-to-one, or what's sort of typical in how you work with people?
Yeah, I work directly one-to-one with business owners or management teams of small businesses, and there are different ways in which we can work. Sometimes it's about starting off with just finding the right direction for the brand, and that works well for people who are starting a new business, for example. So they might not be ready to tackle the story in its complete entirety, but they want to start moving in the right direction. They want to start talking about their business in a way that they can continue later down the line.
Yeah. Okay. And do you find often that people have got the visual part sorted, but there's something kind of lacking in the bringing it all together?
They do. And, you know, I spend a lot of my time explaining to people what brand storytelling is all about. You know, when you say the word branding, it's kind of a buzzword at the moment.
Yeah.
And a lot of people associate branding with logos, websites.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't look after visual branding at all. I'm not a designer. However, what I usually try and advise people to do is to start with their story. If you start with your story and you're really, really clear on not just what you're doing, but how and why you're doing it, then you're in a much better position to brief a fantastic brand designer to bring all of that to life through your visuals.
Yeah, interesting. Well. And I suppose you do come across people who've done it backwards, who've got the visual kind of sorted, or think they have, and then you have to start working on the story.
That's true. It's really, really common. And I had a conversation with a small business owner a couple of weeks ago who had started with the logo because she didn't have all the understanding of how to bring the story to life, and then realized as she worked through that with her business that actually the logo was really quite opposing to what she was trying to say. She was running a business that was all about being very calming and bringing order to people's lives, and she realized that she had a logo that was bright red.
It was a bit chaotic.
A bit shouty delivering quite the opposite message. So
interesting.
But it's great when you see people come to that point of recognition that says, actually, this is what I need to do, and this is the bit that my business is lacking.
But actually, that could be quite expensive, couldn't it?
Can be, but I think, I'm
talking about the mistakes they've made with the visual.
Do you know, I think everything's a learning, and I run a small business, and I sort of refuse to beat myself up about things that you learn along the way, because that's just the business journey. But I think what's key is if you believe in your business, you know when the right moment is to invest.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking if someone's invested money in something, you know, a logo, or you know, that logo could be on products, or, you know, and then they come to someone like yourself and you start talking about the big picture and realize that something like that isn't working.
They can do. And, you know, look, it's my job to make sure that we work with the best of what we have at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think if people have gone through that storytelling process in such a thorough way as I do with them, then they will reach the conclusion that perhaps other parts of their brand need attention.
So talk me through some of the sort of the sort of sessions you do. I think you've got sort of brand basics coaching and brand essence discovery day and brand consulting. How do they all sort of differ?
So the brand essence discovery is the point really for startup businesses to discover that direction for their brand. So they know that they need to start talking. They might not be very far into their journey, so they might not want to pin down absolutely everything about their brand. But by finding the right direction, they put the sort of first building blocks into place. And then as they move through their business in the first maybe 12, 18 months, then they have a clearer idea of what that story is shaping up to be. So it's getting people on the right track.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I work in a bit more detail with clients who are a bit more ready to pin down the whole story. I work with them one-to-one on a much bigger consulting package. And we look at all sorts of different things within that. We start with defining the company's mission, vision and values. So it's not just what they're doing, but it's what they want to achieve in the longer term and how they're going to do it.
You know?
What are the values, or as I call them, the non-negotiables of any business? It's how you do what you do.
Yeah, sure.
And it can really, having those foundations in place can really help people to make better decisions around their business.
And so this is quite a hand-holding sort of process for you then. And typically, how long are you sort of chatting with people? How long are you working with people?
I think if we're working on a complete brand storytelling process, then it could be anywhere between 3 and 6 months of working in a lot of detail together. Because once we've pinned down where the business is going, then we need to look at who they're talking to, which is really key.
Yeah.
And once we've got a handle on the right audience, then it's about how do we talk to them? So what kind of tone of voice do we use?
When you say who they're talking to, you mean end customer, end user?
Yes.
So how they're getting their message over. So the about me on their website, how they're projecting their social media.
Their social media. It's also at that point that we need to look at what makes them unique. You know, very few businesses are unique in what they provide.
Yeah.
But
what's your angle?
And what I say to people that I work with is that actually it would be almost impossible for anyone's journey to be the same as yours.
Yeah.
And that by definition is what makes you unique and gives you that unique brand story.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. So you've been doing this for 6 years.
Yeah.
And has it kind of, have you seen what you do and what people require? Has that evolved over the 6 years?
I think it's evolving all the time, interestingly. And as people start to become more aware of the importance of their brand story, what I'm also seeing now is that people want to keep reviewing and refreshing. Yeah. And that's interesting because the market's changing constantly in different industries. Mm. And so once you have an understanding of the process and you know how important it is and you know how well it guides your business, then, of course, it makes sense to keep that up to date as well.
Yeah. I mean, did you come out of PR to do this thinking this is a big gap that people aren't getting right, these small businesses? Obviously, you were working with a big, you know, big video games company, weren't you? But did you sort of actually think small businesses are just not hitting this mark?
Yeah, I think I've always thought that. I spent my corporate career working for pretty sizable entertainment companies. Yeah. And I could see what was possible when you had fantastic budget to work with.
Yeah.
And I always felt like there was something a little bit wrong with the fact that smaller companies without big budgets wouldn't get such a look in. And so when I decided to work on my own, it's always been part of what I've been wanting to achieve is to help those smaller businesses to get seen and heard.
Yeah. And do you bring in the element of PR that you had? You know, obviously you work in PR before. Do you do PR for people now, or is it all about the branding?
It's all about the branding. I would say I get people PR ready. So if they want to go out there, and PR means lots of different things today through social media and not just press anymore. But if people want to go out there and start promoting their businesses by whatever means necessary, then the process that I take them through gets them ready to talk.
Yeah.
So they know exactly what they're going to be saying.
Okay. Interesting. And anyone new anyone that's listening right now, think, well, you know, this sounds interesting. You know, how's it priced out? I mean, that must be quite difficult to assess, you know, what's needed and how long it's going to take. I mean,
it can be difficult. And, you know, it's not I don't work on an off the shelf package in many respects because it's important for me to look at every different client's needs. Decide which elements of the services I provide they need, look at their size, their scale, look at how much work there is to be done, how far along they might be themselves, how much thinking they bring to the table, whether we're starting from scratch. But I'll always work with potential clients to come up with a very bespoke proposal that suits their business.
Yeah, and I think you do a sort of a 30-minute discovery sort of.
I do, yes. I offer anybody who comes to me through my website a free 30-minute kind of brand health check, if you like, a no obligation chat where I get to find out a little bit more about what they're trying to achieve. They get to find out a little bit more about what I can do for them.
Okay. And the typical kind of business that you're sort of working with, you said sort of creative businesses, is that product or?
Yeah, I've worked with both product-based businesses and service-based businesses. And I think, you know, I'm not pinned to any one industry, but what tends to unify the companies that I work with is actually it's more about the stage at which those businesses are at. It's that realization that they've said everything they've got to say. And they know they need to say and do more.
Yeah.
But they're not quite sure what that is. And my job is to help them find that.
Yeah. Interesting. And as we were sort of saying earlier on, I guess sometimes people need drawing out. They don't necessarily want to bring things in that they'd like to, could be relevant, but actually let's park that. I mean,
You know, what I often say is that people tend to subconsciously edit their life stories as they go. We all do it. We all think, oh, that bit's not important. Oh, and I'll park that and forgotten about that. And, I describe myself as a prodder and a poker. So in the nicest possible way, my job is to ask all the right questions to get the most interesting part of everybody's stories out. And actually, it's not as terrifying as that sounds. People often say it's quite a cathartic process, and
it's a bit
makes
like coming here on the radio.
It is. It's a bit like that. So I'm kind of tasting my own medicine today. But no, it's always, people tend to find it quite a positive experience, yeah, because it reminds them of things that have influenced their journey, but they haven't thought about before for a long time.
I think that's key, actually. And then so we're winding up in a moment, but just looking forward to next year. Anything sort of, any changes or anything differently, you know, coming up? Or
yes, quite a lot of changes. I'm currently working on my own rebrand, actually, which is way harder doing it for yourself than it is for me to do it for anybody else. But, you know, I've had lots of learnings in my own business, which I'm now kind of taking in and making some changes. So hoping that early in 2020 there'll be some news on that. And I'm also going to be launching some new workshops, particularly around personal branding.
Oh, okay.
Because that's an area that I find a lot of business owners need help with. So going to provide a really nice, welcoming, safe environment where we can tackle those concerns and worries that people have about how to marry their personal brand with their business brand.
Interesting. Wow. We could talk about this for an hour or longer, I'm sure. It's been really interesting discussing this with you. You know, as I said earlier, it's become an increasingly important subject for so many businesses to get this right. So it's good to have your sort of take on the best way to deal with things. If anyone would like to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that? Via your website, presumably?
Yes, via my website,
which is
www.lightswitchbrand.co.uk.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Lydia. Great to have you on the show. So that was Lydia Rumley of Lightswitch Brand. Best of luck for the continued success and you know, all the changes next year.
Thank you.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.